Hey, what up, everybody, and welcome to episode 176 of the Unknown Games Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian, and join with me today, we've got, looks like Alex with a new hairstyle.
It just got longer, dude.
What the heck? I know, I've never seen your hair that long before.
It just, like, I grew it. It just grew longer.
I don't think I've, in, like, almost 3 years, this is, like, the first time I swear I've never... But it's like summer, and you're growing it longer. Are you preparing for the winter or something, or is it
so?
Just...
Like the last time I got a cut, like a couple months ago at this point, I actually only get my hair cut every 2 months or something. Anyways, last time I got a cut, the guy was like, "How do you want your haircut?" And I was like, "I don't know. I guess kind of like it like down a little bit, like my bangs. I kind of like them down." He's like, "Okay." So he like cut it in a way that like my sides are really short, but he left like my front like really long.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, it's kind of longer than what I would normally go with. But then I'm like, I'll just, like, whatever, I don't care. And then that's been, like, a couple of months now, so it just kind of continued to grow. And now this is how long it is. I actually even think I'm getting a haircut, like, probably next week. So we'll see how it is then.
I mean, you look even younger. You look at like you're like, you know, we're back in high school or something.
Yeah, now, since I'm getting, like, progressively older, I need to, like, try to, like... look younger. I think I was going through my cabinet of like skincare. I was looking for face wash.
Oh, okay.
And I had this one that like my mom gave me that's like anti wrinkle or whatever the fuck.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I seriously was like,
oh, you considered using it?
Yeah, I was like, I should probably start putting this on now. Yeah.
Once you hit that certain age range, ain't no shame in the skin game.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And, I don't know that feel.
one day.
And that voice is the, of course, the one and only the One Piece Glazer.
Hell yeah, man.
How's it going? Welcome. You know, you missed a great episode not last week, but the week before last, where me and Alex just talked all about Final Fantasy 16. It's out of our system now. Amazing. Man, you don't have to hear about it.
Amazing.
It's done.
Not until the DLC comes out.
There is never gonna be a DLC for that game. I don't think so.
I'll make it.
You're gonna make it.
Make it myself. Yeah.
Just make it about Torgal. That's all I care about. Everyone else, forget him. Just a dog story. That's all I'm talking about. But how you doing? What's up?
I've been doing good. I found a new addiction in Baldur's Gate 3. And I cannot stop playing that game.
Also, heroin.
Not including Pokemon Sleep and Sleep.
Oh, Baldur's Gate 3 and crack. I forgot about the crack part.
My crippling addiction.
The crippling addiction.
And so, Black Tar heroin. That's another one.
Yeah. Again, like at two hours after this podcast, you're gonna get a knock on the door. The authorities come to arrest you. Yeah,
they'll be like, "Excuse us, but we were listening to the podcast."
Yeah, we have a testimony of you.
Yeah, apparently playing Baldur's Gate 3 in Indonesia is illegal.
It's gonna be outlawed somewhere, probably.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, we're gonna get into it this podcast. We've got a lot of games to talk about. From, of course, Baldur's Gate 3 to Sea of Stars. And then also we've got a little bit of, we got Stray Gods, the role-playing musical. I mean, it's just been role-playing freaking madness this year. You know what I had to remember, Ehe? You know what I had to remember?
But
one of your favorite RPGs came out this year. Or was it last year?
Xenoblade.
The DLC, right? Was it the DLC this year?
Oh, yeah. Xenoblade 3 Future Redeem. One of the best games of all time.
And then you got Baldur's Gate 3. I'm sitting here like...
That's so much game that come out. I played Fire Emblem Engage.
Wait, that was this year too.
Yeah, wasn't it?
One Piece Odyssey. That's another JRPG.
That was, February. Jeez.
I forget.
Or January.
What I played. I mean, DOTK, of course, but DOTK is Zelda, so that's
new. Yeah, but it still has, you know, I consider it an RPG, you know. You leave that Final Fantasy 16 out. But honestly, I'm not going to lie. That Final Fantasy 16?
All right.
It kind of, I'm just saying Baldur's Gate kind of making, just kind of stomping on it right now.
Well, you haven't, just stomping. Wait, Baldur's Gate is better, you mean?
It feel like, honestly, like, it's kind of cool just seeing a lot
like
of people playing
it. I think you would enjoy it. It's really good. I don't know what's about it that just clicked on me. I don't even like CRPG. I don't even know what a CRPG means.
Wait, what's C? What does a C stand for?
What is a CRPG?
What does a C stand for?
Let me look it up. Computer RPG.
No, does isn't it fuck you? Does it? RPG? Are you serious?
Go look it up. It's a computer RPG.
Why the fuck? Why would you specify computer?
Maybe it's like back in the day when tabletop RPG.
It's RPG, tabletop RPG.
So CRPG, like, you know, the computer stuff.
So just call it RPG now. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. So call it CRPG.
So, let's just go ahead and hop on into this. Like I said, it's been a crazy year for RPGs, and I don't even know what to say. But we got Baldur's Gate 3, just for the lowdown. This is a CRPG following up on the last game, which was 20 years ago? I think the last Baldur's Gate 2 was 20 years ago, if I remember correctly.
I don't even know Baldur's Gate 3 was the third one.
And we talked about this before, and no, you
yeah,
don't
he's right.
Have,
20 years ago, yeah.
You don't have to have any knowledge of Baldur's Gate 1 or 2 to play 3. There's like a lot of systems to help you. Yeah, it's completely new. This is done by Larian Studios, which is also
different studio from the first.
From two, BioWare, yeah.
From the first three, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, they took over from BioWare.
And they are. I think they did a Divinity: Original Sin 1 and 2.
Yeah, Sin 1 and 2.
Those games are co-op too. This game is 4-player co-op.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Baldur's Gate 3 is also a co-op.
Just co-op?
Yeah.
So there's, like I said, there's 3 different audiences for this game. One which is like me and Ehe. Like Ehe's like, I ain't never heard of this thing before. I've heard of Baldur's Gate maybe, but you know, there's a whole thing of this being based off of D&D. This is actually using a D&D, I think, 5, like, edition 5 rule sets
or
something.
Yeah, this is, like, using, like, D&D lore.
And lore, too.
Mind Flayer is a D&D thing, right? Mind Flayer?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
This is D&D then.
So like, all these characters, classes, even some of the people that you'll meet, they're just technically all, like, if you've been playing D&D, you're a long fan, you already know some of this stuff.
From, like, the official, or like, the Dungeons & Dragons, like, what are they called? Like, games. Like,
The rule book or the
yeah, the, book. Like, yeah. The I don't want to call them official, but, like, the straight-up, like, D&D, yeah, game.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And that's one thing you don't have to have knowledge of. It might help. It's going to help you when you're creating your classes, but you don't need that to do this. And then, of course, there's, like, people, like, who are kind of in tune, and they're like, I play RPGs, and they kind of do, you know, they've played Divinity or something like that, or even, like, a Dragon Age, right? They've played these kind of RPGs before, and it's kind of familiar to them to an extent. And there's people like me, and maybe Ehe, we're just like, the fuck is this? Man, dialogue and stuff look pretty cool.
Yeah, I just want to play a game where you can customize the man's junk.
Oh, there's like 4 options, I think.
Yeah, I heard you can do different penises in the game, and I'm like, oh man, that's awesome.
There's 4 options of punani too.
Oh really? So 4 of each, punani. Basically.
Hell yeah!
You everything is included.
What are they, by the way? How deep can you go in customization?
No, it's like just like A, B, C, D.
Oh, okay.
It's
just the alphabet. So
just the alphabet.
That's
like,
I mean,
Cyberpunk.
That's.
There's no, honestly, like, girth slider or anything like that?
Nah, no.
But that's all I'm going to say.
Unlike Cyberpunk, you can, like, look at it every time, though. You can just take
Oh, yeah, you can just walk around naked, can't you, or something? Like,
look at your penis, yeah.
You can just...
Absolutely.
Does it change dialogue if you're naked? You talk to someone, they're like, oh, you're naked.
I haven't tried. I should
You should,
try
you should,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can try.
In real life.
That'll definitely change the dialogue in real life. I'm gonna let Ehe like kind of talk about the game. I guess give us like a like your introductory kind of experience. Like when you started playing it, how did you feel? And I guess for like newcomers, maybe some things that they might have to think about. I don't know. Like where do you want to start with it?
I want to talk about the customization first. That's like 12 races, I think. It's like your typical elf, dark elf, human, dwarf, gnome, halfling, half.
So like half human and
halfling is like half human and a dwarf, I think.
Okay.
I'm not sure. It's like tiny people too.
Okay.
You also have tiefling, the demon race. and I'm forgetting something. Oh, like Dragonborn. There's like at least 9. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Dragonborn sounds sick.
Yeah.
I played as a Dragonborn for my first character. It's a monk. I just the monk class, and I don't know. Just fun to just play as someone who doesn't give a damn about like your armor and shit.
Do you have any advice for people who might be like stuck on that screen? Because like, I know some people are like, oh, if you want to play the game without having to worry about much, you should try warrior or something like that.
If you don't want to worry about anything, it's like barbarian or just fighter.
Okay, yeah, fighter. Okay. Because I guess they don't have like, was it like subclasses? Like you can
no sub-classes. Like every class has subclasses. I also forget there's also bard too, but don't play bard the first time because I feel like you're gonna be stuck.
He's like the most complex or something.
It's very no, it's not complicated. It's like in combat, it's not as like good as the other class because like, you know it's a bard. You just play as the support character.
Yeah, it looks like there's like what paladins, rangers, wizards, warlocks, sorcerer, rogue, fighter, barbarian. Oh,
I just started a
cleric
dwarf.
And druid, monk.
Oh yeah, before you make your race or before you make your character, you choose your origin. Like. Two that you can customize. The first one is like custom origin. It's just like something that you can pick the background. Like, who are you? Like, are you a folk hero? Are you an assassin? Or like, are you like a criminal? And there's like one other one you can customize. It's called the Dark Urge. It's basically the evil root, but it's not evil. Like, this the Dark Urge root. The Dark Urge root, it just take control of your character whenever there's like an evil option.
Uh-huh.
So instead, like if there's a squirrel in like this beginning area,
I've seen the
you can
squirrel.
Talk to it. Yeah, you can talk to it.
I've seen people talking to the
squirrel. In a normal playthrough, when you talk to the squirrel, there's an option to kick it, but you don't have to kick it. In the Dark Urge,
you like have to. You have to.
No, in the Dark Urge, like you when you talk to it. The first thing you do is to kick the squirrel, and it dies immediately and explodes.
What the heck?
It explodes, holy shit.
Oh, okay, so it's like any dark option, like it calls to you.
It encourages, yeah. It encourages you to do it. I think the squirrel one is like the first actual one that like you are forced to do it. But then I play like more with the darker storyline. At one night, I just slept, and this barb that I saved like the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Come to my camp and like, can I stay here? I was chased by goblin. I like, yeah, of course. And then when I wake up the next morning, the bard was mutilated, and it was the innards was everywhere. And I was like, what the hell is happening? And my character was like, doesn't even know what's happening. So you have the option to hide the corpse from your party. It was insane.
Oh my gosh.
So that's yeah, surreal. if you play like. There's basically two versions of this game, the darkness version and the original version. And if you pick darkness, it doesn't mean you have to be evil. You can fight the darkness. I just encourage it.
That's cool. That's...
that sounds cool. You don't have to. We all have a little darkness within us. We don't. You don't have to accept it. You can fight it if you want to. But...
if it's like you're playing as Naruto, you know, you have QB.
Oh, you got the QB inside you, just
yeah,
like
that's
oh,
fun.
Man.
That's sick.
So. But I mean, so one of the things I've been looking at in terms of like the combat, because I know you can do it with, there is controller option, like controller support for it, and it's mouse and keyboard, obviously. So I know people play like on, is it like Tactician? Are you able to just like play like a non-strategy like game kind of thing? Or do you have to play like the
top-down
view? Do you
mean like turn-based combat? Yeah, it's just like turn-based combat like all around. You cannot do like, you know. If you plug in a controller when you're exploring, it's gonna turn into like a third person view.
Okay.
But in combat, it's gonna go back to the tactician stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, when you plug in controller, it's only work on the what's called like the exploration.
The exploration map.
If you don't want to like, you know, use like mouse and keyboard for exploration, you can just plug in a controller.
Okay.
Back.
What would you say? Because I've also heard people say like this isn't or like. you've played, some people I've read online, like in articles, are like, I've played a lot of RPGs, JRPGs, Western RPGs, it doesn't matter, I've played RPGs, this game's killing me, what's wrong with me? Like, did you find there was a hard, it was harder to adjust to playing this game as opposed to, like, normal RPG, other RPGs you've played, or is it kind of easy to pick up?
I mean, yeah, because I'm used to, like, turn-based that doesn't use movement when as an action, so, like, if you... this game is more like XCOM, probably. XCOM RPG.
It's like a tactical kind of RPG?
Tactical kind of RPG, yeah.
Actually, because I actually never played XCOM, but I can imagine it.
It's
yeah.
like you spend like a movement stuff.
You have to spend a turn to move to your target, right?
You know what? Maybe it's like Persona 5 Tactic.
Oh, okay. The game is,
I don't know what game... That have a gameplay like this in like JRPG term.
Where you spend a move, where you spend a turn just to move?
You can like, that's a bar that have like a meter for your action. So you can spend it on anything. If you want to spend half of the bar on movement, you can do it, and then spend the other half on the
on attacks.
Yeah. It's like that.
Probably like Valkyria Chronicles, maybe. You have like a stamina bar and just moving.
Oh my god! Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like sense. Burns the bar. Right. Yeah.
That actually makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. Huh. And even to this day, Valkyria Chronicles was still.
It's a fun game.
Very like of all the JRPGs, I don't think anyone's kind of gone back and done that system.
Yeah, nobody.
Like nobody.
Yeah, no one.
Not even Sega.
Not even Sega. Yeah,
not even Sega.
Sega probably is gonna like trip over like some design docs and is like, oh shit, we made this?
We had a game with these big busty girls and they didn't strike.
It's like, oh man, all we do is like Yakuza now. Damn, and Sonic. Okay.
I think like also the thing that pulls people in the Baldur's Gate 3, the character is so likable.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been like this into the character ever since, I don't know, like it's been a while since I have a character that I actually like I enjoy the company and their company in my party and stuff. There's this party member called Karlak. She's like a big fire demon lady.
I've seen her. She be doing her thing.
So on my main character, the Dragonborn monk, I romance her, and
nice.
I shit you not, I wanted to kiss her and you know like get us, you know like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but she's also down. She's like she haven't been touching people for the last 10 years because she's like. She's too hot, literally.
Like, not literally because, hot.
Like,
yeah.
Literally
her,
hot.
Her you body is her. Too hot. Oh, okay.
So, I kissed her, and I took damage for, like, I don't know, like, whoa. 5 minutes.
That's funny.
And then, yeah, I asked her, how do we cool you down so we can get to action? So, wow. I went through this, like, a whole quest just to get down
just
with her.
Just a banger?
Just to banger.
Jeez.
Just a banger.
It took me from act one to act two. Before I met someone to fix her condition.
How many hours was that?
That is so funny, but that's like 100% something
that's
I would
like,
do, yeah.
That's like 30 hours, I think.
You
could probably do it earlier because I missed this the NPC the first time because I helped this NPC and their people before I met Karlak. So yeah, you can definitely do it in Act 1, but I took it to Act 2 because I made the mistake of not meeting him. But yeah,
that's
it took
funny.
Me 30
cool.
hours just to get down with her.
That's really funny.
Yeah,
I feel like what I've heard, at least even more about the game, is just that because of those sort of, like, that sort of, like, realistic... I don't know, like, it expect like what you expect.
Realistic when you're afraid to a fucking demon fire
no,
lady.
No, but that's true, right? Like, you
I even
kind of,
say,
maybe
like,
you expect
you know,
it, but
I'm not
like,
afraid
hey,
of
they,
fire.
They
I'm literally a fire dragon. I'm literally a fire dragon. I'm resistant to fire. But she doesn't want to do it because she was so afraid to hurt me.
She's
so that's nice.
Hot.
That's very considerate, honestly. Yeah.
I mean, there's just like a ton of systems, I guess, in the game. And, you know, you can go as far as deep as you want to. But you said you re-rolled another character. Does that mean that you...
I didn't re-roll. I make another save because I also like the other one.
You're just experimenting with a different route?
Yeah. I actually have like three characters. And the other one is like for multiplayer. I met him with Rat Cancer, you know, like our friend.
Oh, he's playing it too.
Yeah, I'm playing with him, and I'm playing as a Dark Urge Bard, and it's really funny to me because I'm an evil character, but I'm a bard, so like, what the fuck am I doing?
So you're like an evil. You're an evil bard.
I'm an evil bard. I'm a serial killer bard for some reason.
Like, what are you singing? Like, what are your songs like?
Yeah. I hope that you die in a fire.
That's funny.
Fire kill comes yourself. Out, like, we have to put up like warnings on the show now. So, I mean, how does it differ playing it multiplayer as opposed to just like by yourself? Because you still have other party members.
You just don't have like one party. If you like only playing with one person, you lose one party slot, and then like if you play third, you know, the rest.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Like one, if you still have companion, if you just only playing with another person, one person control like one NPC, so that's how it's work. Yeah, so that's like if I control Shadowheart, and then if you play with Mizrix, you control like this person called Lazel, so that's how it works. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you share inventory. Wow. You can just take whatever from each other inventory.
Does it make the game easier? By any chance? Sounds like the game's actually technically harder. Gets harder.
I feel like it will be easier, but I don't know. I wouldn't explore that much with Red. I just spend like egg one, and then I made another character.
If you play multiplayer, it removes the NPC from your party. So like, how does that work for like story cutscenes and that kind of stuff?
You just have to, you know, like what's it called? You can send your NPC character to the camp. The camp is like the hub.
Okay.
And you can camp everywhere. And then you can just take everyone like all time. The maximum party size is like 4. So yeah. You can only have 2 if you are playing with another person.
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I mean I want to get it on PS5? Just to use
you, like,
my
you
PS5,
don't wanna,
if you want to get it, but if you want to get it on PC. If you want to stream it too, because
I don't
want to
stream. Stream it because of like,
that's
the
an
system
extension.
Requirements.
Oh, system requirement! I forgot. I was in a surprise because I didn't know how big this game is. When I installed it, it was like 125, 125 gigs.
Wait,
like,
you don't think you can play this on your PC?
Apparently,
you don't think
you definitely can, Trix. You definitely can because
PC
is a lot weaker than you. So,
okay, I thought like PC. I guess turn the graphics down to something.
I'm looking at the Steam page. It says recommended as an NVIDIA 2060. You have a 3070, right?
70.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. You are.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Okay.
It's still default me on Ultra, and I'm like.
Oh really?
Okay. I forgot my 1660.
Oh wow! Really?
Yeah, I'm 1660. And it's
holy shit. Oh, okay. That's like several years old at this point. So, yeah. Wow.
Okay, in that case, man, well, I guess I'll just grab it on PC. I definitely won't. I don't think I'll stream this. Nah, this.
Yeah.
I ain't never going to finish playing this
there
game.
There is an extension.
Well,
yeah, you will not finish this game if you're on PC. I'm not going to lie. But there is an extension if you want to have some fun.
Like for like Twitch integration?
Extension. Yeah,
Twitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. People, like you can people can vote for stuff.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh, okay. You can like vote on the I guess like the dialogue options or like
dialogue
the choices
option, yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Cool. Okay.
I did like when I do watch it, it's kind of fun like listening to the narrator because it's almost like,
oh my god, the narrator voice is so sexy. I'm every time I play this game my back was curling. I was like, oh my god.
Dang.
That's so
is that
funny.
Oh my god.
Was that?
That's so
you
funny.
Need to hear, you need to hear her voice. Like the voice actor did amazing job as the narrator because oh my god, she's so good at her job.
Like would you like pay for like an ASMR like voice pack from her?
I will pay her to narrate my daily life.
Oh, okay. I was like, where is this gonna go with her voice?
Mm. It's slowly spreading the butter on the bread, you know, something like that.
Everything
slowly
sounds
spreads
sexy.
The butter on the bread. Look at how it smoothly Okay, I'm not gonna talk.
About if you're on a darker, she become evil too.
Oh,
right? Wow. Yeah.
I guess you know what the thing is it's like games like this where you kind of realize they've gone the extra mile to not only do what you expect, but even more than you expect, and that just makes you as a player feel special. And like you said, you having those connections with the characters makes you want to, you know, spend time in the world. And I think you find the same thing in like Tears of the Kingdom or, you know, Zelda as well. Like you appreciate that craft and that care that was put into it. That's why I like Breath of the Wild, or I liked it more, was because I liked knowing the fact that the map wasn't like randomly generated or anything. It was just, I knew there was somebody, whoever, or a team of people who like crafted every part of the freaking mountains so you can climb a certain way. You know, they did the weather system and they did all this stuff. And I felt like, oh, I really like being in this world. So it's like that, but you get the world and you get the characters this time, you know? So that's kind of crazy. And like I said, we've had way too many good RPGs and good games this year. They got to stop.
I feel like if this is your first RPG, it will be like, you know, it's the like last perfect one, way.
The first and the last one. Yeah, I think like, I was really into, I don't know if Mass Effect counts, but I was really into Mass Effect when those came out. So I was super into Mass Effect, and I think it has the same kind of thing where you have a traveling, like you when you go out on a mission, you have two other NPCs with you, so it's a party of three. And the same thing, like once you get back to your ship, which is like your hub, you can like talk to them and you can like romance them, and there's dialogue options, and there's like some party members you like probably want to fuck more than others, kind of thing. But that was it. Like the last thing I ever played was Mass Effect. So I typically don't play these kind of games, but I have gotten like really into them before. So I feel like I would probably like Baldur's Gate. I just haven't like really thought too much about it.
Yeah, if you have the time, you should like try it. It's, I don't know, it's really good.
I bet, yeah. I definitely think it'll be like one of the games that I'll like pull the trigger on during like some kind of like sale, and then I'll like binge it over like Christmas break or something like that.
I mean, it's definitely and there's mods I know that are out, of course, that
like sexy mods.
Apparently you probably don't even need sexy mods. The game's sexy.
I want to look it up. I'm looking up right now. I want to fucking look it up right now. So Baldur's Gate
sexy mod. You've got
just exactly what I'm gonna type in. Yeah, Baldur's Gate sexy mods.
I'm actually like, I pulled up, I found some gameplay of it. I guess this is like the controller combat. I have no clue.
What, to make the controller better or what?
Oh no,
I don't
just
even know how like
controller combat
it looks like, because I haven't done it. I only plug in
the keyboard and mouse
for like Explorer.
This is controller combat that I was looking at for a little bit. But yeah, it's definitely, like you said, it's one of those games that I feel like I'll get to it at the end of this year, like when I catch it on a sale or something, and then just really go through it and just really chill with it.
There's been like a lot of conversation about this game, like how this game raised the standard of, like, game release. Yeah, and then like a lot of developer was like, no, this was like it was an abnormally, you cannot expect us to do it. Like, I don't know,
every time
I don't know why like people cannot
so
have
funny.
Yeah, I don't know why the consumer have to be the one who's like, you know, like give up the standard. Like, why are we not allowed to have like a high standard for this stuff?
So this game goes along in somewhat of the same vein as like Zelda, like Nintendo titles, right? This is a little bit different in the sense that apparently they did not have any, was it stockholders in this case? Like, they're not like a publicly traded company, and they publish it themselves. So
they were small, I think.
Yeah. And they're like I think they're about the same size as FromSoft, 300, 400 people.
Oh, wow.
This isn't like a 1,000, 2,000 person game dev AAA thing, but they were allowed to spend, I don't know how many years on this game.
I think like 6 years, and then like there's some early access stuff. I know some people were playing way before.
They use the early access. So this is like how you think about when you think about like a small studio or any type of band growing successful. What they did was they made Divinity Original Sin. They made all these smaller games, and they made them to fund
Baldur's Gate 3. Gate. They crowdfund for like Divinity Original Sin 1 and 2. They crowdfund for that and then use the budget on that for this game.
Yeah. It's and then they use the early access for this game, of course, to continue funding it. So it really is one of those things where like they have complete say and control and like how they develop the game and what they put out, because they didn't really put out any, they put out a couple trailers at like the Game Awards, you know. It was just like kind of one.
I feel like
three.
This game came out of nowhere for me, because I cannot remember anything
there wasn't,
before.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
they had like this huge 2-hour gameplay event where they invited, you know, streamers and people to come check it out. But that was like the first time, if you weren't an early access person or if you didn't pay for the early access, that was the first time people like really saw like a close to final build of the game. And it was just
If I saw like a gameplay for this game a couple of years ago, I would hate it. I would probably hate it. I would probably hating on it. But no, like I thank God I give this game a chance. It's so good.
Does anyone know why BioWare isn't making this one? Did they give up the license, or
they gave up the Baldur's Gate license? I think, or they lose on it,
or it was like a bid and they lost the bid.
I'm not sure. I know like they have like the IPs from Game Workshop because like
D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, right? D&D.
I assume. What if it was just literally when they got bought by EA? Because I think
EA sold it. They're like
not Game Workshop. It's a Wizard of Coast.
Wizards of the Coast. Wizards of the Coast. Correct. Yeah.
I just maybe they. I don't know. Because like, I know BioWare is working on Dragon Age still.
Yeah, apparently.
And maybe that was.
Is there a new one coming?
They're working on it. Yeah.
It was supposed to be like a not an MMO, but just like a. You know, a single player. Yeah,
is it a games and service? No way. Are you serious?
It was supposed to be like a games and service or like a multi. Because
that's
like
so
very
dumb.
Multiplayer
like a Dragon Age. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then they realized EA and or BioWare, whoever, one of them smartened up and said, "This is not what this game needs to be." And so that's why it's taking longer, because they went back to the drawing board and now it's a single player game again.
Okay. Because I can see it going so like both ways. I can see EA or I guess BioWare being like, "Oh, we're gonna sell it. We don't need it."
Yeah.
But I can also see it being like they tried to bid on it and they're like, no, Anthem was so bad.
like Anthem. Yeah. Gosh. I mean, that's
I feel like live service game is just failing nowadays.
Well, I mean,
if it's not a FPS or something.
If it's not an FPS, I agree with you.
I mean,
the
next one we got coming out is Payday 3, I think. And it feels
but that is an FPS.
Is it live service? I feel like it's.
Is it not? I mean, like, because Payday 2, I guess they kept updating it, right?
Yeah,
like with DLC characters. Is there a battle pass?
I don't know if it's live service, but it certainly is
online.
It's online only. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You can play it offline, but like bot is useless. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
In terms of games that aren't like shooters, like I don't know if they're doing very well. Like what's an example?
Diablo, I guess.
And like
I almost forgot that was this year too.
I mean, yeah, it was this year. Yeah,
a game. I feel like with any Blizzard game now, it's,
Babylon's Fall.
This shit was awesome, and then it went to we hate this game.
Yeah,
I don't know like if it's actually. I haven't played it, so I have no like skin in this fight. Yeah. But like, I don't know if it's actually a bad game or people just like love to hate Blizzard right now, so they're like,
it's a good game. But
this season is actually like they got like worked a lot of stuff for this season and it's actually kind of good, but you know, because this game just come out on Steam, people just review bombing it.
Oh, for Overwatch.
You're talking about Overwatch, right?
Yeah, that's a whole different beast. But I mean,
it's kind of
one of those things where for Blizzard games now, it is cool to hate on the Blizzard games, and Diablo 4 did do really well, but apparently the end game wasn't as thought out as
the
people
battle
wanted
pass
to be.
Was kinda, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's like the monetization side of it. And then they've made some changes here and there.
I know there are some people that went, like if you look at Diablo 3, for example, there are people that are playing the seasons a lot. Like every new season, you get a new character and you would just do that season, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you do have those hardcore players who would just play Diablo 3, not for the story, but just to play it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have a bunch of other people that are like, oh, I just want to play the story. And once I beat Diablo 3, or Diablo 4, I guess, I beat it. I'm happy. Like, I'm not going to touch. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You wait for the DLC.
And then you wait for the DLC, correct. So, like, if Diablo 4 was a fun game for those players, then I don't know. I think that's, as long as they got their money out of it, I'm sure that's perfectly fine. But if you're trying to push it as a service.
I see, like, a lot of people who are, like, who plays Diablo a lot. Also, like, kind of stopped playing it because, you know, they got tired of the monetization.
The live service part kind of cut into it a little bit. So,
because actually, I was super into D3 when it came out, but I never did the seasons. I'm like, oh, the story was pretty good. And then I, like, stopped playing it.
Dude, I watched some of the story for D3 and D2, and I was like, this thing is good.
I like the story. I understand there's people that want to do the actual seasonal part of it, but that's not for me. So
yeah,
as long as it's a good story, I don't care.
I think that's like what maybe just is the like a pure thing about Baldur's Gate 3 is like you don't worry about that going into it.
Yeah, it's just straight up story.
It's even just story. If you're yeah. playing story, multiplayer yeah. too.
Yeah. And I even noticed like even the price is just $60. Yo, good on them for giving us a $60.
Well, $60 USD, right? What is that in USD. CAD? Yeah, because I'm fucking.
It's like whatever.
It's 80 CAD. 80
it's like
CAD.
What it used to be, though, right? I mean, it's not.
Well, that's like normal, quote unquote normal game. Yeah.
You know, let's make it normal again. Let's make $60 game normal again.
Hey, man, yeah.
make the other one the anomaly.
I can't, dude. The whole 8,000.
You know, another cut is coming out this year. Another cut is coming out this year. I thought they stopped doing.
Yeah,
like,
Modern Warfare 3. Modern Warfare 3.
What the hell?
Of course, what are you talking about, man? They make so much money.
They said they are stopping doing a yearly
after
title.
After this one. Yeah.
Apparently, if you have like Modern Warfare 2. Dude, this game is just like gonna be like a DLC for that one, so that's kind of fucked. So I don't know.
Yeah, because you can't stop the COD train, man. Like
no. Yeah. There was some crazy statistics that came outside of the Activision Blizzard Microsoft thing. I don't know the numbers. I just remember hearing them on a podcast, and it was like the percentage of people who just buy Call of Duty as the only game they play is. More than you would ever actually expect. Like they don't buy.
Yeah, it's a
games.
Lot. It's
they
a lot. It's
play,
a lot. Yeah,
they buy Call of Duty, and that's it.
They buy the season pass. Because here's the thing. Because like it's true. It's true that like every year they've been losing. Like they've been selling less of Call of Duty every year, right?
It's like less than like 10 million or some crazy.
But here's the thing. They're still making so much money on everyone. So can you, as a business, can you blame them? Like yeah, we're losing money, but we're still making a buttload of profit. Like. There's no reason to stop now.
it's sick, man. I'm just like, and it's been around for 20 years. How are you here for 20 years?
People love shooting guns, I guess. Yeah.
In 2021, over 1 million PlayStation players only played Call of Duty on their PlayStation and nothing else. 6 million PlayStation gamers spent 70%
like
of their time
the,
only
the,
playing
the
Call of Duty.
The most iconic casual combo, PS4 and Call of Duty.
That's so funny, straight up
like casual stuff.
We've come so long from Xbox Live kids cursing. No, I'm sorry, we haven't. Sorry.
No, we have a new generation of like kids. Yeah.
We've got a whole new gen of kids.
I get called a jungle agent on Overwatch.
Oh my gosh. Whoa, jeez. What?
That's crazy. It's still life. Definitely.
Yeah, okay. Man. Well, I'm gonna move on real quick to a couple RPGs I've been playing. Just to go over, I don't know if you or Alex, if you heard of Stray Gods, the RPG musical, the role playing musical.
No.
It is so good. I was taken back by the game. I played the demo on Steam for like the Steam Next Fest or whatever, and it was, you know, it's an RPG. You're not like controlling your character or anything like that, but it goes through a story of the gods. They're still alive on modern day, and your character is blessed or, you know, inherits the soul of a god. And these are like the Greek gods, right? Like Pan. Like that sort of thing. And so it's a murder mystery of who killed Calliope. And what's really cool about this game is you get three traits. One of the traits is kind of like, you know, like a punk rock voice. Another one is kind of like a more charismatic one, which is a little bit more straightforward. And then there's kind of like the clever choice, which will give you a little bit more somber responses and music. So the cool thing about the game is it will bust out in music, like a musical. You know, you'll be playing, and I dig the art. The art is really good, and you can romance multiple characters in the game as well.
Oh, and like at the same time.
Well, not at the same time. I don't know. You know what? Maybe. Who knows? I almost romance Persephone.
I mean,
almost.
You should. Is that like the daughter of one of the daughters of Zeus, or?
I don't know.
How many kids does Zeus have?
Like
a lot, right?
Too many. Too
how
many,
many kids does Zeus?
Oh, Zeus? Zeus just, you know, like impregnates everyone.
He says over 100 children.
Over 100 children.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
And most of them with animal.
Wow, really?
Yeah. That's the thing with Zeus. He's just horny as fuck.
That guy never stopped fucking, huh?
He couldn't stop. But
that's so funny. I just get like a tattoo of Zeus that just says "can't stop, won't stop," and there's like a kids or whatever. Yeah.
Oh man. That's funny. Yeah, I mean, so the cool thing about the game is, like I said, when it does bust out into the musical segments, you do have like a choice. There is, of course, those three different options that will pop up while the song is going, and you essentially are creating the music as the song goes, and the choices do kind of change not only the song but a little bit of the outcome of the events too. So it's like a choose your own adventure in that sense. But I mean, the music is great. There are 90 songs in total if you count all the different kind of mixes, right? In overall, it's just a really good game. The story's good. The art's good. Well written. The voice acting, I'm trying to find out who was on the voice acting team. I know it's like Laura Bailey, Troy Baker. Let me just look this up really quick. I was just like, oh my goodness, why are there so many people on this?
Some A-listers.
So many A-listers. Yeah, there's just like freaking A-lister after A-lister. And people, you know, just people you just know them because you've seen them from everything. Yeah, Laura Bailey, Ashley Johnson, Felicia Day, Troy Baker. I'm trying to look at names that you might have remembered. Okay, that's all you'll probably know. I guess Rahul. He's in it as well. And there's another. Oh, it's Sombra. That's who she is. The voice actor from who plays Sombra.
Overwatch.
Overwatch. Yeah. She's in there. And I don't know. Anthony Rapp is the guy from Star Trek. That's all I know him from. He's like he's a guy from Star Trek. I forgot which season. Anyways. It's a good game. I highly recommend it if you're looking to just play something that you've never played before. It's only like 6 to 8 hours. 6 hours, I'd say. Goes by pretty quick. So it's a nice RPG. Reviewed very well, too. And, of course, like the next one is Sea of Stars. I don't know. Did anyone play the Sea of Stars demo?
I've heard of it. I've seen gameplay of it. I haven't touched it, though. Yeah. You played it? Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I mean, so it's going to come out on the 29th of this
month. Oh, yeah, okay. Did you play a demo of it, or?
Yeah, it's just a demo. It's on all systems, Switch.
Oh, what the hell? It's like a Chrono Trigger.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool, yeah.
So this is done by the people who made The Messenger, and they...
The Messenger? That's a lot different from this game. What the hell?
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we always wanted to make a...
like a turn-based RPG.
Yeah, turn-based RPG specifically, like that had all the mechanics they loved as a, you know, growing up. So it has the same system as Super Mario RPG, where when you know you attack, if you press
button, you can time it for a damage boost, right?
Yeah, it's got those. It's got the kind of combo attacks. I think you can also that you have in like Chrono Trigger. Like I guess
like dual techs.
Dual techs, yeah. So it has those, and then of course enemies are on the field. You know, when you're fighting, so you don't
before
have to,
before you, so it's like Chrono Trigger style, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to find, I went back. Okay, here we go.
See, that sounds like 100% something that I would be into.
Now, I know you have trauma from that one game that you
played. Yeah.
I'm trying to still remember it. Cross Code?
Cross Code.
So, like, the difference here is I felt like the game,
as long as there's no motherfucking puzzles, then we're good.
There are puzzles, right? But it reminded me more of, like, Golden Sun style puzzles.
Kind of puzzles, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't like we're trying to stress you. And like in the dev video, they were like, yeah, we're not trying to stress anybody. There's no grinding in the game. Like, we feel like everything that you do should reward you, and you should feel like, you know, your time is worth it. So,
yeah.
Oh my god, you know why I like Baldur's Gate so much? There's no grinding. That's why. Oh,
there's no grinding.
I didn't even realize there's no grinding because I just keep getting XP. Yeah.
I feel like for games like CSR is like the pixel art kind of throwback to retro games. To me, it either goes one of two ways. Either I'm like, oh, I really like this, or I'm like, oh, I thought I would like this. I really don't like this.
It was. I gotta say, the pixel art was really expressive. It's because of the lighting, whatever they're doing with like the shading or whatever in the game. Like, it just feels like it's not flat. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I'm just looking at like, oh, it's bright pixel art.
You're right.
Yeah,
there's like some depth into it.
Yeah, and that I mean, it goes a long way, and like the timing stuff has been working out really well. So, I'm definitely looking forward to playing it.
Oh, this game is coming out soon. It's like
it's
August
like pretty
soon.
Yeah.
You know what else coming out on August 30th? One Piece live action.
Okay, I was going to say wait a minute. I was like Armored Core is into this week. Okay.
Oh my god, you Armored Core.
Yeah, AC6 on the 26th, I think.
Are you getting that on PS5 or are you getting that on Steam?
I'm getting it on PS5. Just so I can
use your PS5. So you can use your PS5.
And I can pay for it with my US PayPal. So just keep that stream revenue paying for games.
Are you winking right now at the camera to like donate on stream?
Donate to the stream. I'm wearing the same shirt I was wearing while I was streaming this game. Darn it. I need to wear another shirt today.
I'm so conscious of that. I hate it when that happens. So I'm like, well, I'm not even kidding. Like, every time I stream, I'm like, when was the last time I wore this shirt? And I have to like double check. Yeah.
Well, I just stream a bare chested.
Just bare chest. Bare chest.
Yeah.
If I had like sexy pecs, I would do it, but I don't. So.
But what I will say, this game has. The music is so good. I was just sitting here. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now on screen. I'm just bopping to the music, and then chat was throwing out, you know, bopping emotes like everyone's just dancing. I'm like, yo, I'll just play the game for the music too.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a game I'd be into. I think I'll probably check it out when it comes out.
If you have Game Pass, it's free on Game Pass.
I don't have Game Pass, so.
Oh, okay. Well, if anyone needs an extra push, you know the Game Pass push.
You know what? We need Game Pass on Steam soon. Like,
yeah,
Phil
that'd be
Spencer,
sick. I would love
doing?
It. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Phil, what are you doing, Phil?
Phil is recovering everything that was lost in the past 10 years.
Oh, also, isn't like Starfield coming out in a bit here?
Oh
like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh
so
yeah, Starfield.
In,
yeah,
2 weeks.
So, is that really 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's like 2
early September, right?
It's early September, and so the funny thing is, and this isn't like a, this wasn't like a timed exclusive for PS5 or anything, but because of the Series S and the system, you know how like when you launch something on Series X and S, it has to like Series S version has to have the same parity as the X, like it has to like do everything the X does, just at a lower resolution, right? But it doesn't have the same amount of RAM, so it makes it very difficult to do. So,
yeah.
So Baldur's Gate 3 still hasn't come out on Xbox.
On Xbox.
Because of that, but it'll come out on PS5. Oh. Not as exclusive. It's just out on PS5 in September, and along with Starfield.
I feel like when they announced the S and X, I was like,
I wonder if they're gonna.
Well, yeah, it was smart at the time. At the time, it was smart because they're like, oh, if you're not willing to put down the cash for the X, just get the S. It's cheaper and you're like you can get into the new generation now. But I was like, I wonder if that's going to bite them in the ass in a few years when developers are strained for resources and they're like, what the fuck do we do now? Like, we have to make it for this lower tiered console kind of thing. So,
yeah, it's not the first time that something like this has happened in terms of like devs not loving the S. And to be fair, Microsoft is providing Larian with support, like, you know, engineers and stuff to help them try to get it out. So that's, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, that game is Starfield's coming out. So, I mean, there's too many RPGs this year. I've never had a year where we've had this many RPGs.
Yeah, and good JRPGs too. I don't know how much you care about like JRPGs, but there's still like the Star Ocean remake, and
is that this
that's
year?
That's in November, I believe. Yes, and then Super Mario RPG is also yeah. November. Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh,
and Persona 5 Tactics.
Yes, Persona 5 Tactics, and then early next year is Persona 3 remake.
Wow. I mean, that's next year. We'll
and FF7 as well. Yeah.
We'll sweep that under. I don't know. There can't be. So I want to say there can't be as many good games next year, but apparently this like post-COVID game launch thing is still going to be happening next year. Like,
oh my
this
god,
is
Yakuza
part one.
8 also coming out.
Oh, Yakuza 8. Oh, Yakuza 7 Gaiden is coming out like in 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the gameplay for like Wagon Dragon Gaiden. And Kiryu was swinging like Spider-Man. What the hell is he doing?
Yeah, fuck.
Oh yeah, they did do the gameplay reveal for that.
Yeah,
like,
there's a video of it. Yeah.
So good. I can't wait to play that.
It's in 2 months. I'm fucking... Oh man, there's no time for all this shit.
I told you. Yeah. This is... So apparently, this year was part one and next year is part two. And I don't know what's happening. There better not be a part three because we can't sustain this.
Yeah.
It's too much.
When I saw the gameplay for Yakuza or the Gaiden, like a Dragon Gaiden, I was like, fuck this game. I gotta double down on the series. Like, I gotta catch up for this.
Oh, you haven't finished. I already catch up. Like, since,
I
like,
still haven't finished. I just, oh man, yeah. I need to get through like the last two games, and then I can be ready for Gaiden, and then ready for 8 when that comes out, right? So,
I feel like I feel like you do blow through games quick, man. You go through them.
Yeah, when I was free, but now I'm like not free at all.
You a working man now?
Yeah.
You gotta play at work. I remember I was like, I'm gonna bring my Switch to work. I'm gonna get so much gameplay done, and then I proceeded to never play Switch.
I feel like
work.
People who have like portable system, even like the Steam Deck, doesn't use it outside of your home.
Yeah,
no, it's true.
When you're traveling for like a long time, you probably do.
I will
Switch when I went to Bali. So yeah.
I mean,
when I went to Osaka, I brought my Steam Deck. I was playing it on the train, and then I was playing it in the hotel. And then I was like, I'm glad I have this. But you're right. If I'm like seeing a friend in Tokyo, I'm not like, I'm going to bring my Steam Deck for this 20-minute train ride. I like never do it. So
I did that.
Even so, who plays the Steam Deck on the train? You know?
I mean, like, you can. It's just really bulky.
You can, but I don't think nobody.
Yeah. I've never seen anyone.
I played on the Shinkansen because it's more of like a...
It's a little bit lighter.
Yeah, kind of thing. Yeah.
I played my Switch on the Shinkansen when I went on my vacation. It was nice, you know, just kind of like catching up, doing like, especially Zelda, you just kind of chill and do shrines and such. And
I played my Switch once when I was on a 2 hours plane, 2 hours flight. And the what's called the stewardess was asking me, like a couple of times if I want a fish or like chicken,
but I didn't notice she just kept going.
You're so into it. Yeah.
Fish or chicken, sir?
Yeah.
Just give me that chicken. Just give me that chicken.
Yeah,
I want some. I remember I flew Philippine Airlines one time, like years and years ago. And like, if you were normally in other airlines, in my experience, if you're sleeping during the food service, they don't bother you. And they just kind of
skip over you.
Yeah. Philippine Airlines, I would wake up and there would be a meal on my tray. I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't
know.
That's like the Southeast Asian thing. I also done it a couple of times.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. So...
Oh, plane tickets. But I think that's all we really had. I mean, I guess there was more if you guys want. We're at our 50-minute mark. We did hit 50. We had a smooth 50.
That's why we beat more discussion next week because like Gamescom is happening.
Gamescom, the third.
What all is? I mean, there's definitely a lot of stuff they've kind of confirmed to be there or things that are kind of launching now.
Isn't
I think
Gamescom
the biggest one
the thing like Jeff Keighley does too.
I don't think he does Gamescom.
No, he does. Yeah, he did it last year too. He does. Yeah.
Why is he just like, hey, it's me, Jeff Keighley, the games man.
He does Gamescom and he does Summer Games Fest and he does the Game
Awards.
He doesn't do
E3 or TGS, right? E3 died. Never mind. He just does
E3. He is E3.
He'll probably show up at TGS.
Oh, if he shows up, I would love it if I go to TGS and Jeff Keighley's just on a stage just talking about games. I'd be like, Jeff Keighley, and I would.
Yeah. I kind of wonder if he is somewhere, if he would be at the venue somewhere just to, like, you know, talk to people. Not, you know,
yeah, maybe. Actual, yeah, maybe.
I would be laughing like, what the heck. But yeah, Wukong, they did show some gameplay for it, but they're also some more at the
Gamescom. Does Gamescom have that a stream for like game reveal and stuff?
Yeah, they'll have a stream. For the first day, yeah, for the keynote stuff, and that's what Jeff is doing. It'll be tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow. It's like the 22nd.
Oh, that's exciting.
That is tomorrow, yeah.
And it's in Europe time, so I don't know what that actually is for us.
Europe time. You mean you realize Europe is a continent, right? Not a country. Like
it's Europe.
Like many time zones. Yeah, you just can't say Europe time. Yeah,
it's Euro time.
Euro time. That sounds cool for some reason.
Sounds kind of cool,
right? That sounds funny. Yeah, it's like we're about to go to a dance club or whatever, and it's Eurobeat.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, like I had said, we got One Piece coming out at the end of this month, so live action. Good stuff all around.
You know what? Capcom has announced that they're breaking to TGS this year.
Marvel's Capcom 3?
No.
Okay.
Fucking Exo Primal.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. They announced Exo Primal. Yeah, they're like, we're bringing Exo Primal to TGS this year.
But here's the thing.
Why?
Yeah, why? Good question, right? Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Well, they don't. If you think about it, they don't have anything else to show. Really? Like,
I don't know. Monster Hunter 6.
Hopefully. Okay, here's my prediction.
Maybe there's a Monster Hunter 6.
I think they're gonna bring out or gonna talk about a Monster Hunter this year. It's prime time for a new Monster Hunter.
It's
no,
prime time.
It's definitely, because it just finished. It didn't just finish. It like finished like a few months ago.
It's prime time for Monster
Hunter.
I think we have
an announcement. That's it though. Like, there's nothing there. It's just an announcement.
Yeah. Okay. So announcement. Yeah. So my biggest guesses, predictions for TGS is number one, Monster Hunter, and then number two, just some more like pragmatic gameplay. That's just more of it.
Do you think they'll show in more gameplay of it?
Yeah, why not? They showed off gameplay already. Yeah.
No, the last time they showed gameplay was just to say, "Hey guys, it's delayed again,
but here's gameplay. Yeah,
but here's some concept game-like gameplay."
I think they're gonna show gameplay. That's what I'm thinking. And then
Exo Primal is just like what's playable on the floor.
Because they always do that. They're like, here's our new stuff.
What if they have like Marvel vs. Capcom logo and then
there's no Marvel vs. Capcom, bro? Come on.
And then it's like cross Exo Primal and just a skin for fucking Exo Primal. How would you feel?
They do
have like Iron Man skin for like Exo Primal.
I'd be so upset. That is so crazy. That would be like prime bait and switch.
That would be the death of Capcom.
You have Ryu and Guile in there. That's be happy with that. You can get no Marvel. Ain't no one giving you no Marvel versus Capcom.
What if you're like Marvel? It's like MVC the logo, but it's just somehow it's more Fortnite skins. Like it's just like
Fortnite shit. Just be like Dormammu.
You know how mad I would be? Like actually mad? Like actually mad.
I used to love playing Dormammu.
New Fortnite season is coming, and people are saying it's like Persona. I don't think it's Persona.
No. Is there any Sega stuff in Fortnite?
I don't think so.
I don't think there's. If there's no Sonic, then there's
nothing. If you are saying Sonic is gonna be on Fortnite, I don't think Sonic's gonna be on Fortnite, dude.
Well, no, it'll be Shadow. Because Shadow
it'll
already.
Be Shadow.
Shadow.
He's already packing. Shadow's already packing. So. I mean, I did play some Fortnite last Thursday with a friend on stream.
Why?
Yo, hey, apparently we got to step it up to whatever lobby this dude was in, because, bro, they were wrecking me sometimes. No, he put us in the build. No, put us in the build mode, bro.
Oh, build mode.
Oh, my goodness. I was playing Fortnite zero build in build.
In build mode?
Yeah,
people
yeah.
People are so, like, you would shoot someone, they would turn into a tower. And you're like,
dude,
what the fuck?
I was shooting them, and then, like, all of a sudden...
Tower would show up.
I'm like... Stop hiding behind the tower and come face me.
Yeah,
I'm basically dead. I genuinely cannot play Fortnite anymore because, like, at one time, me and Red was playing. Yeah. I was shooting at someone, and then Spider-Man come up behind us. I was just laughing, dying, because I don't even know what's happening. It's just like sensory overload. It's like sensory overload. What is happening right now?
I know. Yeah. I played that too, right? And I'm like, I was doing all these callouts, and I'm like, holy shit, it's Master Chief. Like, okay, Master Chief is down. I was like, oh, watch out for Chun-Li. I got Kakashi. Kakashi's dead.
The only true metaverse at this point in time still is Fortnite. Everyone stop trying to catch up with it by making your own little metaverse that doesn't even extend outside of anything else. Just go to Fortnite. Pay them the big bucks.
Anything, like, you could announce anything for Fortnite at this point, I would be like, really?
Dude, oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. Look, the fact that we have freaking Optimus Prime, we have a mech.
Yeah.
We can put a Gundam in there. Oh, yeah, the Jujutsu Kaisen was fine. Actually, it was they didn't look too derpy. They didn't look too derpy. I saw that.
It looks better than Dragon Ball, I think.
Dragon Ball, like, my Vegeta skin, Vegeta's head is too, just so wide.
Did they put Futurama? Futurama?
Yeah, they did. They put, what's his name? Fry.
Is it Fry? Yeah. Okay, we got in the podcast. You know, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. All right, guys, we got old age is catching up to us.
Dude, you could tomorrow be like, did you hear about like fucking Michael Jackson in Fortnite? I'd be like, oh, cool. Like, I would just believe you. I would just be like, okay.
There is they did have like a Black History Museum in there.
Oh, they did.
There's also the Holocaust
yeah.
Museum as well. I mean, there's.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking God.
They had like a black, what's it called? A Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
They have. For some reason, they have the tomato dispenser, and then people were throwing stuff at the street. And it was so dumb for them. So like, whenever this stuff happened again, they disabled like all of anything. They disabled dancing and stuff.
Did we ever?
So
get
it's like
concert?
Serious and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Because of the
whatever. Because of all that shit. Yeah.
Did we ever get a concert again? Like it's been a while. Maybe, I feel like it's been a while since the last concert.
I'm looking at a list of collabs, and like they have like the Kid Laroi was in here.
Yeah, Kid Laroi. I don't know.
Yeah, Kenzie Yonezu. Kenzie Yonezu.
Wait, he's in there for real? Why is
he?
Yeah,
he was in there.
Oh yeah, for the concert. Yeah, I remember. Yeah. I remember. Yeah,
it wasn't like in Fortnite. It was like a screen that in Fortnite. Yeah.
Fortnite.
It's amazing.
I'm telling you, when they,
I feel like. When humanity perish, I feel like Fortnite will end up being the best game of all time. Probably.
It's the game that people find
like,
lying around.
The game
they're like,
of all time.
What is this? They pick it up off the ground in archaic
when
ruins.
The aliens come and like humanity's already just like we're long gone. They like find a
this
server.
This is how they greet each other with the greedy.
Yeah, it's just like a dance. It's a
I saw the gritty in the game, and I was like, "What's the gritty?" And then someone told me they had to explain to me. I'm like, and I saw it. I was like, "Man, I'm done. I'm out. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore."
You know, at this point, I really want the Fortnite collabs to just go off the rails, just like whatever the fuck. And I'm like,
I mean,
all right.
They already done that. I think they already.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you want them to do?
I'm like. Yeah, you're right. Ariana Grande's in the game already, so like I don't know.
Do you want? You know what the next step is? Is like
Mr.
Having, like,
Beast in the Fortnite.
Yeah, Mr. Beast is in the game. Mr. Beast is in the game.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, you know, Mr. Beast. Anytime you see the Mr. Beast videos, you go, Mr. Beast, can you bless me too, bro? Come on.
I just want, I don't know, man. Fucking
Mr. Beast,
Barbie and Ken in there.
I feel like
they probably will. I don't think they've done it yet. But with
Barbie
the
Barbie with a gun, fuck my life. It's so fucking dumb.
They might, who knows. Anyways, everyone, that's gonna do it for us this week. We'll see you again next week. Where can they find you, Alex?
Off of this podcast. Yeah, I'm on Twitch. The twitch.tv/u24. You can find me there.
There we go. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about you?
They cannot find me anywhere, but I know what they can find. They can find AEW All Elite Wrestling All In at Wembley Stadium next week with 80,000 people. Biggest wrestling show of all time. I am so hyped for that show.
Are you getting paid for that? Like that was like
I would chill for a bit.
That's called a perfect segue.
That was really good.
That's a fan right there.
How'd you do that?
That is a fan that stands.
Yeah.
Let's go. The biggest wrestling show of all time with 80,000 people.
You were like sitting on that like the whole time.
Yeah, I was like, dang, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Oh, and of course you can find me at Ninja Trickster on all the social media. If you want to find me on that, you can look on Instagram.
Twitter.com.
Twitch.com. And guess what? You can Blue Sky find me now, kids. Let's go.
You
can
Blue Sky.
I'm on the Blue Sky.
They haven't even accepted me yet. Hold the hell. Let me see my email right now.
It's very peaceful.
Like, accept me, bitch.
It's very peaceful there. It's like OG Twitter.
Peaceful, wow.
But,
really?
But there's like only, it feels so elitist. Like you're like, can I? Because
it's like the invite only. Give me an invite. Do you have an invite to give out?
I don't have any invites. I got an invite from somebody. I didn't get like.
That's why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Like it's not like OG Gmail back in the day where if you got in, you automatically got an invite. That doesn't happen.
Doesn't happen. Like you okay. Just, yeah. So because I looked and I was like, oh well, that stinks. So, anyways, that's
well,
gonna
back
do it.
To groveling on my feet.
Grovel
on my feet, on my knees. Groveling on your feet, not just standing. Sorry.
Don't grovel for the X.
Yeah, no. Did you hear that he wants to remove the ability to block accounts?
He apparently cannot do that because
apparently can't do that.
You know the Play Store rules and
the guidelines. Yeah,
the guidelines. Yeah. Read your.
It's still
stuff,
really
bro.
Dumb though. That's still
what,
dumb.
What
yeah.
A man, baby. I hate that guy.
Throw him in the ring.
Oh my
Let
god!
Him get roasted.
Yeah.
So we'll catch you all next week for 177. And of course, thanks for listening, watching. Go tell your friends, spread the word. Go check out some AEW wrestling.
And
be
AEW
cool.
All in Wembley Stadium, August 27th, this Sunday on pay-per-view.
Pew,
on
pew,
Fight
pew,
TV.
Pew. Pew, 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 pew.
In the air horn,
of 80,000 people, the biggest wrestling show of all time.
Oh my
gosh.
You
need like an air horn like clip to play. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right, everybody. You all have a good one. We will catch you later. Maybe we'll have some games. Anyways, we'll bye, everybody.
What the fuck? All right. Goodbye. Okay,
The AEW got me. It got me.
Yeah. All right. Goodbye.